and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. It's just gone 5 o'clock. I'm with you until 6 p.m. this evening, playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. It's coming to us in less than 2 weeks away from the Atlantis Arena in Lisbon, Portugal. And I shall be there on the... well, not on the stage, but near the stage, I would think. there for the Eurovision Song Contest. I will be flying out next Sunday. So next Sunday's show will be coming from Lisbon, Portugal. Oh yes, can't wait. So I'm going to share with you my enthusiasm for going out next week. And it's going to be a great, great time. We're going to be recapping the semi-finals today, playing you some of the entries for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, as well as some of the classics, of course. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride. That's Portugal's Eurovision entry on home soil, 2018, Cláudia Pascoal with Ouro Jardim, which means the garden. What a great song that is, and it's had very good response back from Eurovision fans as well as critics, who, including Charlotte Runciel, who is works for the British newspaper The Daily Telegraph, and listed Ouro Jardim as one of the best Eurovision entries of this year, and described it an electro pop tingled indie ballad, gorgeous, intimate and contemporary too, just lovely. Yes. And Fabien Rande, who writes for a French newspaper called 20 minutes, stated that the song shines for its simplicity, modesty and the emotion that transcends language barriers. And Hans Rohmann of American online magazine Pop Matters called the song a moving tribute to Claudia Izzora's grandmother and the garden that meant a great deal to them both. Yes, so is it a very emotional song? And I hope, and I really do hope, that Portugal do get a very respectable result at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Well, thank you for listening and tuning in to the Eurovision Showcase. You can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also you can like our Facebook page, keep in contact with what we're doing and the latest Eurovision Song Contest news by following and liking our Facebook page, which is called, quite simply, the Eurovision Showcase. Okay, now some little bit of sad news. We lost the great Swedish DJ Avicii last week. Much a shock to all of us, passing away at the age of 28. Now, as I'm sure many Eurovision fans would remember, at least, that in the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest, he wrote a song with Benny and Bjorn from ABBA, who shockingly again this week said that ABBA are going to be recording some more songs. Wow, it sounds incredible. So maybe, I think maybe the members of ABBA have certainly realised that, you know, life's too short. Let's get on and still make some music if we still can, which is really wonderful. So Avicii passed away at the age of 28 in Oman, and he wrote the song, the theme song to the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest, which is such a stunning song. And I'm going to play it for you now. Here is Avicii featuring Benny and Bjorn. Here is We Write the Story.
We write the song. My name is Eugen Bushpeva. I'm from Albania. I'm representing Albania in Eurovision Song Contest. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And my song is called Mal. So enjoy it.
Shoes jet and burning road sea, clouds of the day, no confused lark sea. See me, my G,
Eugen Bushpeva with Mal. That's Albania's Eurovision entry for 2018 in the semi-final of death. Yes, which is semi-final one. It's going to be awkward. Awkward. Now, for my own experiences for this year's Eurovision Song Contest, I think this is going to be a really close year. I don't think there really is a standout winner yet. Maybe when we get into rehearsals and get towards the semi-finals, then maybe there might be. But we'll have to see and find out next week, of course. So, yes. So stay tuned for that. But I think this year's contest is quite reminiscent to the contest in 2011. And I think a surprise shock winner, like what happened with Azerbaijan in 2011, may happen again. And the song that came second was my favourite, and I was so upset. But, you know, you can't win them all, can you? So Marco Mengoni represented Italy in their return after leaving the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1997, which was their last televised contest. And after that, they said, nah, rather not. But they came back in 2011, thankfully, and shocked the world by coming second. But didn't really shock me, because I thought they were really good, and many other people, and I hope you do too. So this is Madness of Love, Italy 2011, from Marco Mengoni.
Dire sì, dire mai, non è facile, sai. And all the world around you seems to slip and disappear. Io non so più chi sei, non mi importa chi sei. I know for certain I won't bother you with nostalgia, ma vedrai un altro me in un sogno fragile. Riderai come se non ti avessi amato mai. Cercherai un altro me oltre l'ombra di un caffè. Troverai solo me. Se mi fermo un attimo io non so più chi sei. Qui si vive così, day by day, night by night. But someone hit me and I fell into your heart, my dear. And you fly over lands where your eyes can find the end. Up on mountains, down lanes, being so far away from you just makes me feel so dead.
This is Rasmussen and I'm from Denmark. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
In the summer nights, when the moon shines bright, feeling love forever. When the heat is on, when the daylight's gone, still happy together. There's just one more thing I'd like to add. She's the greatest love I've ever had. Fly on the wings of love. Goes by, there's a lot to try, and I'm feeling lucky. In the soft descent, smiling hand in hand, love is all around me. There's just one more thing I'd like to add. She's the greatest love I've ever had. Fly on the wind. Fly, baby, fly. reaching the stars above, touching the sky. Fly on the wings of love, fly, baby, fly, reaching the stars above, touching the sky.
The good old Olsen Brothers representing Denmark in 2000 and winning the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh yes, with 195 points over Russia that came second with Alsu with the song Solo with 155 points. So quite a large margin there of 40 points. Very, very good. And a well-deserved victory for Denmark, of course. Now, it's time for this.
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request, and this is a part of the show where my husband, Rob Aritosius, gets to pick a country out of a hat and a year out of another hat. We then glue them together, and we play that song, which we've combined together, obviously incredibly randomly, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, Rob has picked the country of Latvia and the year, which shockingly has worked, it's 2010. Oh dear. So, What For is the song performed by Latvian singer Aisha, written by Janis Jurens and Gutars Rašić. And the song represented Latvia at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest in Oslo, Norway, and competed against 16 other entries in the first semi-final on the 25th of May. And it did not get voted through to the final, coming in last place in the first semi-final. Now, the lyrics were very existential questions and bizarre things, which she says in the lyrics, which we'll hear in just a moment. What are we living? What for are we living? What for are we crying? What for are we dying? And the reply that only Mr. God knows why. Okay, so there you go. A typical Eurovision song. End of the 2000s. The song is a down-tempo number. And Aisha and her female backing dancers wore gold dresses, with one playing the Latvian accordion as an accompanist. Yes, indeedy do. And, yes, not the greatest. So Latvia only managed to get 11 points, and those points were from Estonia and Finland, probably because they felt sorry for them. So here's Latvia 2010. This week's Rob's Random Request. Here is Aisha with What For? Question mark.
Why? But they don't know. What for do mothers cry and rivers flow? Why are the skies so blue and mountains high? What for is your love always passing by? I've asked my Uncle Joe, but he can't speak. Why does the wind still blow and blood still leaks? So many questions now with no reply. What for do people live until they die? What for are we living? What for are we crying? What for are we dying? Only Mr. God knows why.
Phone today is out of range. sun in color black is rising high. The time is turning.
I must admit, I completely forgot about that song, and probably for a very good reason, maybe. Aisha, certainly the live performance, Aisha with What For? Question mark, Latvia 2010, Rob's Random Request. And that's the joy of Rob's Random Request, is that we get the most completely random songs that we play on the Eurovision Song Contest. They get the gems out, that's the whole thing, obviously. And the forgotten ones too, of course. Now, we're going to recap the first semi-final, which we're going to see on Tuesday the 8th of May. Oh my goodness me, it's not long! So let's take a look at what is competing at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. I cross my heart. First up is Azerbaijan, Aizul, Cross My Heart. Number two, Iceland, Ari Ólafsson with Our Choice. Number three, Albania, Eugen Pospera with Mal. Number four, Belgium, Cynic, A Matter of Time. Hold my hand and keep your eyes closed before we die. Echoes, echoes and thoughts. I suppose it's just a matter of time. Got me a baby, lean upon my shoulder. Number five, the Czech Republic, Mikolas Josef with Lie to Me. Number six is Lithuania, Ivia Zhushmaskaita with When We're Old. Number seven is Israel, Netta with Toy. Number eight is Belarus, Elexki with Forever. Windows wide open, flying so high. Both of us roaming Number 9 is Estonia, Alina Nechayeva with La Forza. Number 10 is Bulgaria, Equinox with Bones. Number 11 is the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. It's IQ with Lost and Found. Number 12 is Croatia, Franka with Crazy. Number 13, Austria, Cesar Samson with Nobody But You. Number 14 is Greece, Iana Teresi with Aronomou. Number 15 is Finland, Sala Alto with Monsters. Number 16 is Armenia, Sevek Kayanagan with Kwani. The third to last song, number 17, is Switzerland, Zibs with Stones. Number 18 is Ireland, Ryan O'Shaughnessy with Together. And finally, number 19 is Cyprus, Elena Ferreira with Fuego. Goodness me, that's going to be such a difficult semi-final. What do you think? I'd love to hear your opinions. What's going to qualify to the grand final, the Saturday night show of the Eurovision Song Contest, which will be taking place on Saturday the 12th of May? Don't forget that both semi-finals will be on BBC4 locally here in the United Kingdom at 8 p.m. on Tuesday the 8th of May and also on Thursday the 10th of May, hosted by Scott Mills. And new addition this year is Ryland Clark. Yes, he's going to be there. He's a double-barreled name, but I can't remember his second name in his double-barreled. My bad. So I've slapped my wrist. There we are. So there you go. Journalism at its finest. let's move swiftly on. Now, we're going to play a couple of songs in full, and then we'll be recapping the semi-final, the second semi-final of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
Et quand tu chantes, oui, moi je chante aussi. Quand tu t'élances, je suis. On chante dans un pays. Loin d'ici, à la recherche du paradis. Dans un pays, loin d'ici, on chante. Et quand la route nous semble sans issue, sans aucun doute, je te suis. On chante dans un pays. On chante dans un pays. Dans un d'ici, à la recherche du paradis. Dans un pays. Dans un d'ici, on chante. On chante dans un pays. Dans un pays, à la recherche du paradis. Dans un pays. On chante. On chante.
It's back, the 2018 Flying the Flag Charity Raffle. For your chance to win a unique souvenir flag signed by many of the 2018 Eurovision artists and to help raise money for Bloodwise, the UK leukemia and lymphoma charity, go now to justgiving.com and look for Eurovision 2018 or see the links on our radio pages on Facebook. Good luck!
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Sigo as ruas da cidade, velha escura imperfeita, cheira a beijos de saudade, numa praça que se enfeita, há uma criança que corre, uma vizinha que espreita, e em mim só segue o desejo de chegar para te abraçar.
é que o desejo de chegar para te abraçar. Se fosses luz, amor, a luz do dia, sorriso inspirador de fantasia. Se fosses água, amor, qual água pura que mata a sede à flor da ternura. Se fosses luz, amor, a luz do dia, sorriso inspirador de fantasia. Mas entre tudo o que possas ter na vida, só quero meu amor. Sejas vida minha. Se fosses luz, amor, a luz do dia, sorriso inspirador de fantasia. Se fosses água, amor, qual água pura que mata a sede à flor da ternura. Se fosses luz, amor, a luz do dia, sorriso inspirador de fantasia. Mas entre
Portugal 2012 there, and Filipe Sousa with Vida Menina, which means my life in Portuguese into English. What a great song, one of my favourite Portuguese and favourite Eurovision entries of all time, and you can imagine I was heartbroken when that didn't qualify from the second semi-final in the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest in Baku in Azerbaijan. It's so sad. Right. It really is. I do mean it, you know. You may think you giggle, but yeah, I do. Anyways, let's move swiftly on and recap the second semi-final of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, which is coming from the Atlantis Arena in Portugal. Yes, Lisbon, the capital of Portugal, on Thursday the 10th of May. Song number one is Norway, Alexander Rybak with That's How You Write a Song. Number two is Romania, The Humans with Goodbye. Number three is Serbia, Sanja Ilić with Balkanica, with Nova Decija. Number four is San Marino, Jessica featuring Jennifer Brennan with Who We Are. Number five is Denmark, Rasmussen with Higher Ground. Number six is Russia, Yulia Samoilova with I Won't Break. Number two Number 7 is Moldova, Doridos, with My Lucky Day. Number 8 is the Netherlands, Waylon with Outlaw Inum. Song number 9, Australia, Jessica Malboy with We Got Love. Song number 10, Georgia, Ideal with For You. Number 11, Poland, Draw Me, featuring Lucas Major, Light Me Up. Number 12 is Malta, Christabel with Taboo. Number 13 is Hungary, AWS with Wisla Dnia. Number 14 is Latvia, Laura Risotto, Funny Girl. Number 15 is Sweden, Benjamin Ingrosso, Dance You Off. Number 16 is Montenegro, Vanya Radonovic, Inya. Ultimate song from Slovenia, number 17, Lea Cirk with Halane. Finally, number 18 is Ukraine, Milovin with Under the Ladder. So that's the second semi-final of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. So who do you think is going to qualify? Let us know. Tweet us at ESC Showcase and leave a comment on our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. Right, we need to hear the songs that are directly qualifying into the grand final, don't we? Yes, we need to hear the big five, including the host country. First up is France, Madame Monsieur, merci. Germany, Michael Schutter with You Let Me Walk Alone. Italy, Elmar Menta, Fabrizio Moro, Novi, Liati, No, Fiato, Niente. Portugal, Claudio Pascal with O Jardim. Spain, Alan Maya and Alfred with Tu Cation. And finally, the United Kingdom, Suri with Storm. There we go. That's the songs for the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. And in particular, the clip we just heard was the ones from the direct grand finale. Yes, in the Atlantis Arena in Lisbon, Portugal. Right, let's have a bit of live and kicking. I was afraid we can't play the theme song, obviously, like we usually do. But we can squeeze in our final song, which is a live rendition of Katrina and the Waves, Love Shine a Light, won the UK national final. Hosted by the late, great Dale Winton, and went on to win the Eurovision Song Contest itself in Dublin, Ireland. Here is Katrina and the Waves. Love, Shine a Light, UK, 1997.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our hearts.
Light carry, let the mighty river flow from the sea. in every corner of our hearts.
Our last Eurovision winner there, Katrina and the Waves, singing Love, Shine a Light. And I hope you could join me next Sunday, Kieran Aritusiot, at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM 92.3 for the Eurovision Showcase from Lisbon, Portugal. Ciao. Yes, that's goodbye in Portuguese. See you soon. Bye.